But they try to intimidate you with that. But here's the other thing, though. The CPS will sit there and say, well, it's no secret that we know. This is what they told me. We know you, Pastor Anderson, that you preach on spanking. So we need to make sure that your kids aren't being abused. And you know what they're trying to do? Scare pastors into not preaching on spanking. Because then it's like, oh, well, if I preach what the Word of God says, I'm going to have the government on my back and everything. But you know what? Any pastor who won't get up and preach that we should spank our children is a liar and a fraud and a compromiser and needs to sit down and shut up and get an honest job and let a real man get behind the pulpit who will preach the book of Proverbs that says, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, shall deliver his soul from hell. That's what the Bible says. I'm quoting scripture tonight. You preach against spanking. No, the Bible preaches spanking. The Bible preaches that you discipline your children. That's what the Bible says. Is that what you think? Is that what you believe? No, the Bible said it. And if I don't preach the Bible, then I'm not even a man of God in the first place. Why don't I just get up and just preach whatever I want? No, I got to preach what the Bible says. Well, go to the New Testament. Hey, Hebrews 12 teaches the same thing. He said, if you are without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. He says, every son. What son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And you know what? I'm not abusing my kids. I'm not harming my kids in any way. I'm just giving them a normal biblical Christian spanking like people have given for hundreds of years in this country. And you know what? I'm not committing any crime, but these people want to intimidate you today into not telling the truth. Well, you know what? They're never going to intimidate me. And they should never intimidate you. And if you say, well, I'm afraid to spank my kids because I'm afraid of the CPS, you need to stop fearing man and start fearing God. Because, you know, I would fear to disobey that commandment in the Bible that says to discipline your children. You know what I would fear? Oh, God's not going to bless my children. God's not going to bless. Hey, he said that if I spank them, I'll deliver their soul from hell. I'm afraid my children are going to go to hell if I don't spank them. That ought to be the fear. And you know what? You know why children who don't get spanked often go to hell? You know why? Because God is our Father in heaven, right? And if you think about it, if they have a father on this earth that won't give them any consequence when they do wrong, you know what they think? Oh, that's what God's like. I do whatever and there's no punishment. That's where this doctrine comes from. I don't believe in hell. It's from some kid that didn't get spanked.